The anchor point of the Green Circle Trail is the Schmeakley Reserve, a 280-acre conservancy on the UW-Stevens Point campus named for Fred Schmeakley, a professor who came to teach in 1923.
Fred Schmeakley was hired to teach agriculture and science. He decided that conservation was a really important thing and that teachers also needed to know about that.
Soil erosion, destruction of forests, pollution of water, and misuse of wildlife were factors that started me thinking that something should be done to educate people in the wise use of resources.
He started teaching a few conservation courses, and in 1946, it became the first conservation education major in the United States. He's called the father of conservation here at Stevens Point. And he really was ahead of his time. He was really a pioneer.
The late 1960s is really the start of the environmental movement. And natural resources in general has always been very popular in Wisconsin. This was sort of a natural place in a natural time. In the 1970s, the conservation major became the College of Natural Resources. And so this grew into the largest natural resources-based undergraduate program in the country.
You can find majors not only in the United States, but all over the world.
One thing that sets our students apart is the hands-on nature of our program. And that really started with Fred Schmeakley. He was a hands-on guy, and the university had a parcel of land just to the north of campus that they purchased with the idea of potentially expanding there. But Schmeakley used it as an outdoor classroom.
The land used by Schmeakley would officially become a conservancy in 1977 and named in his honor. Today, the university continues to use the land as an outdoor laboratory and training ground for natural restoration.
It also is a community resource. It's a quiet, wonderful place to come, and the community takes advantage of that.
Today, people look at the reserve as a place to get back to a more natural rhythm.